I'll be on the wrong side. She should sit over here. And you two sit over there. Because I have to have all the one ear, you know.
Yeah.
This ear.
All right, you can sit with me then.
I thought this is where it was this way.
I don't know, that's what you're hearing from.
You'll get ready after a while.
Jessica, make sure to talk loud. I have it recording right now. Oops, sorry. I'll do that back. I have it recording right now.
Oh, you have it recording right now?
Yeah.
All right, this report is about clothing.
Loud. Talk loud.
Okay, and, okay, do you remember anything about clothing? Just anything in general about clothing that you can tell me?
You mean way back?
Way back. As far as you can remember.
As far as I can remember.
Yep.
Well, it'd go way back to 1900 and more. as far as I can remember, the first, when I became a teenager,
mm-hmm.
full skirts, long, down to the ankle,
mm-hmm.
cover your legs. And let them jive into.
What about the next? What about your neck?
A full skirt and a, ties. There was one year there we wore a tie just like a man. blouses, knitted blouses.
Mm-hmm.
That was later though.
Ruffles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of ruffles. I was thin, so they dressed me with ruffles.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Gillis. She knows a lot.
Like a mountain sleeves. That was way back in here at that time.
What kind of sleeves were they?
Like a puffy?
Yeah, they were puffy on top and then they got tight down here.
Uh-huh. Right. The mind duffels.
Do you remember anything else? Like, were they like full dresses or was it like a top and a bottom?
What was it?
Were they full dresses or were they like a top and a bottom?
Well, both. We had full dresses and
no, I'm not.
Oh, they had to be real full, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Be pretty. plenty of ruffles. Lace. The style. I can't remember. I know it was skirts and tops.
Mm-hmm.
An awful lot.
Did they have wear pants, girls? Never?
No, they didn't have slacks, didn't seem to at that time. I think when they put something on, they wore overhauls, the only thing I can remember. Like the overhauls, men's overhauls.
Do you remember anything like about corsets or anything?
I didn't get that.
Did you remember anything about corsets? You know,
corsets.
Girdles?
Girdle?
Do you remember anything like corsets?
Corset, we call them.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you better talk to that because I didn't wear any.
You didn't?
Uh-oh.
They used to have them where they
I was
long and high up here and laced up the back.
Mm-hmm.
Big laces up the back, pull them tight. You didn't wear any?
I didn't wear any, no. I was too thin.
Oh. Well, I didn't wear them.
I'm
wearing ones either.
Around 100, 102, 3.
Yeah. But when everybody did,
mm-hmm.
big laces up the back and hooks down the front.
Uh-huh.
Not hooks. What were they?
Were they little buttons or?
No, they weren't buttons down in the
front. They were like hooky eye.
They looked like little.
They didn't have zippers then. How were they in the front? I can't just remember. I know there must have been hooks. Must have been a lot of them. But they didn't use snaps. So much. Well, snaps wouldn't have been enough anyway for that. There's that big lace. I can remember that.
It must have hurt.
Lace. I don't know. Well, and when did the high-heeled shoes come in, when they wore them so terrible? button shoes for.
Mm-hmm. Ones that went up high, kind of, like up here.
Yeah.
With all buttons.
No, up high. Mm-hmm. Well, not too high, but up.
Right.
I had some one time, the buttons, and there was the scallop around each button. I don't remember them, because those were pretty shoes.
Yeah.
Must have been later years then.
Do you have another question?
Maybe, do you remember, like, do you remember anything, like, when you were smaller? Did you pick out your own clothes? I mean, did you, all your clothes were made, right? You guys made them yourself? Or,
I didn't get that question.
You have to make your own clothes.
I say it again.
Say it loud.
Did you have to make your own clothes?
Too much. Do your own sewing. Did you do your own sewing when you was a kid?
My own one? Oh, no.
Sewing?
We always had a dressmaker.
You did?
In our home.
Uh-huh.
And she stayed for as many days as it took a family of 10.
Whoa!
I was a fourth one.
Mm-hmm. And, you don't know what's going on, she was there, I suppose.
Dressmaker stayed day, yeah. Day, she'd go home nights, come back the next morning, and stay as long as till mother's material was all used up.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to know about?
Any questions? Any questions?
The print, did you have, like, did you have, guys have a lot of, like, what kind of prints were there?
You know, loud.
The print of the material?
It was paisley or straight. Solid.
I didn't quite get what that was.
The
materials?
Yeah.
Dotted mall, dotted, Swiss. Satin.
Satin gingham's.
Yeah.
Plaids.
Had a lot of plaids?
Yes, boy, had a lot of plaids. And ginghams, and linens, and calico.
What was it?
Calico was it?
Oh, calico. That
was it.
There.
Calico. That's right. But for Sundays, silk dress.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Had to be full.
Yeah.
Real full. Skirt down to the ankles. Then there was a time of years there in between that, and they shortened them above the shoe top.
Uh-huh.
And then they kept getting shorter and shorter. they got awful short one time.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yep. Then they got long again.
Yeah.
It's like I told you, or they have to change the style in order to make the money.
And they wear great big hats.
Big hats?
Oh, yes. Very good ones. With big tops in them. And ostrich plumes.
Yeah. Those are pretty.
Loads of flowers.
Yeah, flowers.
Mm-hmm. Just big leghorn hats.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Down on the side one year. Up on the other side. Turned up.
Mm-hmm.
Great big bouquet on this side, and loads of flowers on this side.
Once I remember too, they had the similar hats, turn up and back with a bow across the back.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Right in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what time period that was? Was that like the 30s or 40s?
Oh, it was earlier than that. I think it was anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it? Did you know? I wouldn't know, I guess. Yes, it was.
My Alice blue gown, neon jacket, and an Alice blue gown, and a neon jacket to go with it, and a big leghorn hat loaded with spring flowers up on the side and down on this side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, I was a belle.
And the men wore derbies.
What are
derbies?
What are
derbies? Round top.
Oh, yeah.
Not too big a rim, you know, round top.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, anyway, they did.
Uh-huh.
And then flat hats, what do they call them? Oh, they were all worn in the summer. They weren't about that high, with a rim about that. They had a name for them, but I don't know what it was.
Oh,
Oh, I don't remember. And they usually straw. Because they're all men warm.
Hmm.
One time. But what to call them, I don't know.
What kind of accessories? Accessories? Like, did you guys have, like, bows you wore in your hair and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Earrings?
Well, I didn't wear earrings until later. But during my teenage, I had lots of hair. Beautiful. And it was natural.
Mm-hmm.
And, we wear ribbons, like you say, bows.
Mm.
Oh, the more fussy, the better you look, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The more attractive we were.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I got my husband.
That's the way you're supposed to get out.
Did you wear jewels and, like, rings?
Oh,
and
yes.
And your necklaces and bracelets and belts?
My mother let me wear some of hers. But they gave me a ring for Christmas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rubies and pearls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And belts, yeah.
Pins.
Mm-hmm.
Pins.
Those were the days. They were lots of fun.
You guys wear scarves? Like scarves and purses? Scarves and purses and...
Yes, we wore scarves. Mm-hmm.
What about for bedtime? What do you guys wear for bed? Like pajamas? Your pajamas? What do you wear for bed?
I didn't quite get it.
When you went to bed, what did you wear?
Your pajamas. Like,
when I what?
Went to sleep, to bed. You know? Did you wear like...
Did you wear pajamas?
Pajamas.
Oh, at night?
Yeah.
Oh. Nice. No, I don't remember pajamas.
I don't either.
But that I wore. I think I wore nightgowns.
Mm-hmm.
And they were long. Mm-hmm.
Long.
Fussy.
Mm-hmm.
Always fussy. Lace. Mm-hmm. Embroidered.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There wasn't much of a change in nightgowns.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Belts. I didn't wear belts because I was so thin. And mostly,
one time
I see dresses, but from the neck down.
One time they wore flat wide belts and then a great big bow in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Were those the ones that were attached to the back to the dress, like those kind of belts?
No, what I had wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
We just had loops and put them in to run them through, something mm-hmm. like that.
About swimwear? Swimming? Like summer clothes, like for swimming? There's a swimming in the water? Just there for swimming?
They usually bought material they could wash.
Mm-hmm.
And when a family of 10, they had to. But if we got anything that had to, and you couldn't wash that way, why, it was sent to the cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
They all had skirts though too, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
There was no little short one pieces like they are now. Mm-hmm. They had little skirts on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like my Alice blue gown, that had to be sent to the cleaners. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
that
was trimmed with a
braid.
It was a beautiful blue. My eyes were big and blue. And it had braid on it with roses and things in it.
Mm-hmm.
All rosebuds. And that was braided in the front on each on jacket, you know.
Yeah.
And, it was pretty. I was a belle. Anything else you'd like to ask?
How about when you got older? When you were married?
About to get married?
Yeah. What did you wear? Did your style change much?
When did I get married then? I can't remember. I probably was more like Alice Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Matched my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
it wasn't a regular fussy dress like they wear nowadays.
Yeah.
No, it was something special, but I can't remember what it was like. Blue and pink were my colors.
Mm-hmm.
My hair was light brown. Natural, wavy.
Mm-hmm.
Zula. You talk. You tell things. She knows too. She knows a lot.
No, I don't know. And when you know. You've lived longer than I have, you know. There are lots of tucks, too, in those days, way back.
A what?
Tucks. They tuck everything. Tuck dresses, tuck blouses. Both ways, up and down and around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my skirts were full, and they'd have 21 tucks in the skirt.
Whoa.
And not all together, you know.
Right.
Maybe seven in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Rows. It wasn't ruffles, it was tucks.
Yeah. On the bottom, up, anyways.
Mm-hmm. What else can you remember? She's pretty good.
No, I don't know much.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, way back then when the men wore pleated pants, started anyway, wasn't it? The first pleated pants that I knew of. I believe that must have been in the 20s. Wasn't it? When they had, you know, just some little pleats around the waist and the men's pants, that made their legs go far.
Hold on. How about when you got older? Do you remember your clothes when you got older? After you were a teenager.
After I was married.
When you were married.
Well, I was married 19, what did I say, 20? 23?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Was that?
I was in 24, so you couldn't have been married much prior.
Well, anyway, I was married naturally and blue.
Mm-hmm. Cosmetics.
Match my eyes.
How about the dresses that you wore after, you know, while you were married, you know, the dresses?
The time I was married, I guess we were still wearing long dresses. She talked about when they brought the skirts away up by the knees, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't wear them because I was too thin. I couldn't wear those kind of dresses, but I had to have fussy clothes. After I was married, I remember wearing a lot of two-piece dresses and jackets, like, what do they call them? Not Eton. Bolero?
Yeah, Malaro was like their last of that season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And midi blouses, though, was way back.
That's right. And the great big bands around here, they get
the midi blouses.
And full, lots of full. I needed fullness. Well, material then, they had changed, hadn't they?
Oh yeah.
What were they like?
It changed even in the 20s. After some
time. Oh, I was married in 1908.
I was thinking you were going around in somewhere.
I'm 99 now.
Uh-huh.
I was married in 1908.
Well, Minnie Bowles was when we were going to school. That had been even before the 20s, probably. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. In the first part of the 20s, maybe. And we got some, I wore ruffles on the skirts. I didn't have ruffles on my skirts. Not then.
You weren't thin like I was. I had to have ruffles.
I like ruffles always.
Ruffles and lace.
It's like, was it better to be bigger? Was it like thin? You know how you talk about how you were skinny? You say how you were really thin. Was it better to be like kind of bigger? Like thin was it really?
Oh no, I was small busted. Mm-hmm. So, maybe I can see.
Huh?
Maybe I can.
Well, I remember when my grandmother, they had a, well, it was like half moon shape. And ruffles, sometimes there's anyway three ruffles on, little yeah. Narrow ruffles on that. Mm-hmm. They pinned them just up here under the dress.
That's good.
I didn't wear them after I was bigger, but that was when I was a kid. I remember her wearing them. Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago. Yeah. Because she was tall and thin. That had been no two another. That had been in the 20s because I made her a dress. And I remember her wearing that. Helped fill it out a little bit. You know, so it didn't just sag on my shoulder quite so much.
Did you make some of your own clothes then? You did?
Yeah, that's what I did. It was dressmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Seamstress. I worked in sewing this about 2.5 years, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the 20s. In the early 20s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was married in 24 and it was before that. So.
What did you make?
I mean, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a nice shop. I worked at a little Bill Arcade. Upstairs over there. You know where that is in Saginaw?
What is it
again? Bill Arcade.
No.
You don't know where it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's a street goes right through the middle of the section and stores both sides and it's off.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked overhead of that. And it was, oh gosh, I don't know how many girls it was. Anyway, she made everything. Mm-hmm. From suits to fancy dresses to bathing suits to anything you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Coats. And they'd coats and suits, a lot of them.
Would people come in and need size them and stuff?
Oh yeah, I didn't. Just later worked for it in. I didn't help sew.
Uh-huh.
Embroidered or anything that way that they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She made all kinds of things. Graduation time, she had made several dresses for head, you know, and just ready-made that they'd come in. Then she'd adjust them to fit them. And Mrs. Spelling was her name. And she really made everything. Even to the fur collars and stuff, stretching the fur and getting it ready to put on coats and on things.
When did they start wearing fur?
Well, they wore a lot of fur years ago than they do now. Neck pieces and everything. I think a lot more, didn't they? Years ago they used to wear fur. More than they do now.
Oh yeah.
Neck pieces and the like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That kind of luxury? Was fur a luxury like the...
It would have been in our house. That's some people, I don't know. A lot of people had it.
Mm-hmm.
Neck pieces.
A lot of people had, but now nobody has fur.
Not very much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any fur?
Hmm?
Did you ever wear any fur?
Well, we wore it because it was fashionable,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Where was it worn,
Oh, I don't know, trimming.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was trimming, like she said. Yeah. I had furs. Neck
muffs. Muffs was another thing we used to have that they don't
wear
nowadays very often.
I didn't think of going out in the winter with all the muffs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they are, don't you?
The ones that you stick your hands into.
Yeah, yeah, like a pillow.
Yeah.
And you just put your hands in like that.
Is
that a pillow? You just have them when you're little, then,
huh?
You thought you had something when you had rabbit fur.
Mm-hmm. And they had pockets in them, too, for a purse. And some of them.
Oh,
stuff, you know, so it was like a purse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I feel like a...
What kind of cosmetics did you wear?
Oh. I don't know. Whatever creams were on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Just face cream. And hand cream.
Did
you go back further than that, Eula? No.
Did you guys have lipsticks?
Uh-huh. Pardon?
Did you have lipsticks? Lipstick?
Your lips.
I didn't get
your lipstick. Did you have that?
Lipstick?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I don't think so after I was married.
Uh-huh.
I didn't.
Lipstick, face cream, hand cream.
Mm-hmm. Well, light, natural? Or there was no natural?
Looking.
Or there was no natural light instead of wearing makeup and stuff. Not really makeup.
there was a few years later than that when they done quite a lot of painting everybody. Mm-hmm. Used liquid powder and liquid painted their faces and their... Tried to shadow in their eyes and like that and their rouge and all that stuff. But I think that was later years, wasn't it? Quite a few years later. Don't you remember it?
Mm-hmm.
But I never had any, but there's some did. You have this look of powder that looked like a... Well, it was painted. My dad always said that people that did that, they forgot they had a neck. They paint their face with their neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think it was my dad who used to say that. I forgot they had a neck.
I had to use cosmetics because they said I was the whitest baby they ever saw when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of pink helped a lot.
Yeah.
Anything else?
You said you didn't wear earrings when you were younger, but when you got older, you know, what did they look like? Would you wear your earrings?
After I was married.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what they looked like?
Do
you remember what they looked like? Or were they like, the kind, did they have backs, or were they like the snapping ones?
They didn't have pierced earrings on, did they?
You mean the cream?
No, earrings.
Earrings.
Earrings?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't wear earrings.
At all?
Uh-uh. I wear necklaces.
Oh, and necklaces?
Uh-huh.
Did they have collars that went up to your neck? The collars went up to here?
Yes.
The collars?
Oh, yes. I can remember collars.
They'd stay in them to hold them up, even, from that I see.
All keep them high?
But I had so much hair, and it was so pretty, that I didn't need earrings. They covered my ears.
Mm-hmm.
But necklaces and... What else? Jewelry. I didn't even have a watch till I was married. I come to think about it, I did. I had one shortly before I was married. So that was jewelry enough. Mm-hmm.
But you don't remember what your necklaces would they look like? Do you remember what they looked like?
Pearls.
Did you have rhinestones?
I had a lot of pearls.
Mm-hmm.
And brilliant sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, they were I just can't remember. Oh, one time I had a necklace, little forget-me-not, and I prized that. It was so pretty, all little forget-me-not.
There were a lot of crystal, didn't they call it crystal beads?
Yeah, crystal.
They were cut, you know, all over, so it was sparkling.
Oh, yeah.
And there were
I didn't have to use many pins, but pins were, pins and lights, they were very popular.
Did you have a lot of sisters where you had to, like, you know...
A lot of what?
Sisters?
Sure,
clothes. You had to...
I didn't quite get the word.
Sisters.
Oh.
Sisters.
Yeah. Right, now it's going to work. Act up. Did I have sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys have to share clothes?
Let's see. I had, 4 or 5, didn't I? No. I had twins. Now I can hardly hear myself. There was twins and Mabel. Mabel was close to me. Mabel, Esther, and Ethel. And brothers.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I was 10. There was 6 girls and 2 boys. And the family.
Mm-hmm.
2 died in their infancy.
Mm-hmm.
So, the 6 girls, we were all very close, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you share your clothes with
there's, you? There's 3 living yet.
Uh-huh.
I'm the 4th, and there's 4 girls living. I have 1 in Detroit, and 1 in Saginaw, and myself, 3. Yeah, 3 of us living.
Mm-hmm.
And did I what?
Did you ever have to share your clothes with them?
Talk loud, let's go.
I got, did I?
Talk loud.
Have to share your clothes with them.
Oh, no.
You always had
no.
your clothes?
No, I didn't.
Loud. Have to hear you too.
No, my mother, when she had a dressmaker, she set outfit it all.
Mm-hmm.
Kept the dressmaker there until we were done spring, and then in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Made your clothes before school and then in summer. She made your clothes for school
and
then summer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you found out much about the style, but is there anything you put out? Yeah. She remembers a lot.
I don't know. Well, we told you, I don't know.
You want to hear yourself. You better talk loud.
I don't know. Just like they told me. Everybody was pretty the same.
Mm-hmm.
They had lots of yokes and like that.
Mm-hmm.
In their blouses and dresses and with lace and
right.
Ruffles ruffles too, but and tucks.
Oh, they kind of stayed with the same fashion. If there was one fashion, everybody, like, all dressed the same kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I think so.
We had lots of yokes.
Yeah, yolks.
Yolks and dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All of us had to have a pretty dress, a yolk.
Yeah.
And then trim it all around it.
Yeah.
Do you remember any particular dresses?
Yeah.
That you had?
When I was in school, I had a faster dress. I was staying with my aunt. And I did the sewing on it, so she done the cutting, the fixing, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that. That was going to be something special.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the only special one I remember for that.
What did it look like?
Oh, it was pale blue. I don't know. I think it had a yoke, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I can't remember too much more about it. You know, I remember that just that I had it.
Okay. How about colors? Were colors like really like white colors instead of bright ones? I mean, like was red was like bright red. Did you guys wear bright red, or did you guys like wear like light pinks? Or
well, I think we used pink and blue a lot.
But they were like light. They weren't bright colors, were they?
Oh. Well, I think they had them, yeah.
But when I come to that, I was picked the Dick Moon, they called it, Men Lot, or, and what else did they call it? Real dark when it comes
Burning
to Red, Burning Day,
yeah.
And Moon, a lot the same. Movies, and there was palm color too, light, yeah. You know what that is?
Brown.
It's a light tan. Uh-huh. And Trillette was pink and blue. I don't know.
I said we got a lot.
You did. I worked, we made the lady that run the place, made her dress one time that Alice thought was, well, it was pretty. But she kept holding it all over. And it was hand embroidered around those holes. I thought that was the funniest thing when she done it. But it was a silk dress, you know.
But like different, she did something different.
And it was different. it was pretty. But they went two big holes. But then they was all embroidered by hand. There was a French girl worked where I did. And she did really embroider, and she embroidered around those holes.
I wish we would have kept each period a dress, you know.
Yeah.
It would have been nice, wouldn't it? Just have them to show. The different changes.
Did your style ever change a lot?
Pardon?
Did your style ever change a lot?
Yeah. We changed just about like you do now, didn't we? Although my mother couldn't afford to change them.
We wore things out.
Eight children that she raised.
Yeah.
Then after I was married, I'd always have two or three good dresses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty. Well, I think they were pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, we didn't have one show of each period.
Yeah.
And pretty.
Oh, I don't know. I understand. Well, we didn't tell my husband that there was one pair of them had belts right around their feet.
Yeah. Right on the hips? Down here?
Yeah, way down. Right around their feet.
Do you remember, Yola, when the skirts were banded down by the, just below the, just above the ankle, you might say. Middle of the calf of the leg.
You mean a band on them?
Yeah.
What for?
I don't know. The skirts were like that. They were full around here.
But they
and then drawn in.
Oh.
Remember?
More than they were the narrow skirt smell, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I can't just remember bands on them.
Well, the band wasn't tight.
It was cut narrow, I know. It was when they wore
it. It was a loose band, but it was a band.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You wish something now if we'd have kept a dress of every period, wouldn't it?
Well, there's lots of them probably have them.
Where would we put them?
That's it, where would you put them? Lots of button shoes, I remember that.
Were the shoes always, like, really high?
Well, not always. There weren't too many wear Oxfords or anything, though, yet when I was a kid, did they? I don't believe. When they got down to Oxfords, just up to your ankle, right? There was, seems to more women's at that time, yet when I was young, was high. Well, above your ankle, but, up a little ways here.
Mm-hmm.
The ones I remember, anyway.
and the ones I had were there, that high. I think my grandma and them were the same height at that time. But,
did you have a lot of pairs of shoes? Lots of shoes, or just a couple pairs?
No, we were lucky to have one.
Well, that's what we were.
I could have been one for every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I know
we didn't have a lot of them.
Well, we had pretty material, didn't we?
Somewhere.
Maybe you were...
But we had to iron them all a lot. We had big ironing, but now we don't iron very much.
A lot of things don't need to be ironed. They don't have to be ironed.
No. But then you did. You had to iron. Clothing. Well, dresses and stuff, right? And grips and all that kind of stuff.
That must have been a pain.
Take one day to iron the family.
I'll never forget my Alice Blue gown. And then that song came out. You know that song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cop.
Yeah, my Alice Blue gown. What is the name of that song, Stella?
And then for me, you know.
She's sleeping.
I said, that's the name, though, isn't it? What you just
My Alice Blue Gown.
Is that the name of it? I don't know what it is either. I've heard it, I think.
Knitter material.
In the winter, did they wear a lot darker colors than they did in the spring? The winter colors, were they a lot darker than the ones in the spring?
Well, with me, they always got the lighter colors, you know, Alice blue and pink and rose. To go with my eyes, they always got, my eyes were pretty blue. And now they're almost closed.
They're still blue.
That's the way you see that fade out when you get up to 100. I have a birthday in July.
Mm-hmm.
Starting my 100th. Keep well, you want to eat lots of whole wheat and vegetables and fruit. Stay away from, I don't eat so much meat. Look at me, see, I'm pretty good for my age. I like it, being interested in music and church.
I'm just going to be here somewhere
near. Oh, that's okay. Okay. 65 years I played the organ in church.
Mm-hmm.
Two churches.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm being happy.